Every Monday, we like to check in on the progress or the lack thereof at the Washington State Legislature. And lack thereof is the byword today. Late last Thursday night, when most of us were sound asleep, Washington State senators were at rhetorical war. With 3 weeks left in the regular legislative session, the Senate has reached a level of dysfunction that some people say rivals that of the other Washington. Our Olympia correspondent, Austin Jenkins, joins us. Hi, Austin.
Hi, Marcy.
What happened last Thursday?
Well, majority Republicans in the state Senate went to the floor to pass their proposed two-year, $38 billion budget. Minority Democrats had introduced about 50, that's 5-0, amendments to that budget. So the Republican majority resurrected a rule to require a 60% vote to pass any of those amendments. Immediately, it was suggested that the 60% rule was a way to insulate Budget Chair Andy Hill from voting no on Democratic amendments on topics like climate change and bullying that might come back to haunt him if he decides to run for governor in 2016. So after that rule was instated, Democrats decided to drag out the debate. They required roll call votes instead of voice votes for every amendment. Often multiple Democrats would stand and extol the virtues of a particular amendment. And so those tactics, plus just the sheer volume of amendments, took until about 2 a.m. to get through.
Well, I'm a little confused about how this year is different from others, because we have seen partisan fights. The legislature went into overtime last year because Republicans and Democrats couldn't agree on budgets. How is this year different?
Maybe this is just a new brand of that not getting along. But really what happened on Thursday night seemed unprecedented, at least in modern times. I've heard veteran Olympia observers calling it essentially a filibuster. Some compared it to Washington, D.C. gridlock or worse. Now, remember, this is the first year that we have actually had divided government with an outright Republican majority in the Senate and a barely hanging on Democratic majority in the House. So I think what you have really is a dynamic in the state Senate where Republicans are still, frankly, learning how to be in the majority after nearly a decade in the minority, and Democrats are still smarting from being put in the minority.
Well, Senate Republican floor leader Joe Fain said if Republicans were still in the minority, they would not have resorted to the kind of tactics he says Democrats resorted to.
It would never be our intent to slow down the operations of the chamber. It's so important that school districts know what their budget looks like. I think that any attempt to slow down the progress towards meeting that goal is really just going to hurt kids in the long run.
That's Senate Republican floor leader Joe Fain. Senate Democrat Christine Rolfes says when her party was in the majority, the draft budget was more bipartisan to start with.
Because the majorities are so slim. So you naturally work with both sides to get a budget through that will have a majority supporting it.
So, Austin, is this just another example of, well, I say, you say, or is this the prevailing viewpoint that Democrats think they're more fair?
I think that remains to be seen and perhaps for other people to judge. I mean, what I will say is that I think that party loyalty is probably at more of a premium in this environment of divided government. Mm-hmm. I will also note that, you know, 2016 is not that far away. The governor's race for 2016 hangs over this 105-day session. And I think that that's just always important to remember. You can't separate the politics from the policy.
I'm talking with KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. What kind of lasting damage to the legislative body does an emotionally charged debate like we are seeing create?
I think that remains to be seen. This could just be a one-off and go away, or it could have some lasting impact or damage, you know, to use that word. There are three weeks left in the 105-day session. So this is the time when Democrats and Republicans actually need to be getting in a mood to want to negotiate and want to compromise on a final budget if they're going to get out on time. It's possible that this could have a poison pill effect, or I think Democrats maybe called it a hangover effect. But it's also possible that this will be contained to the Senate. And when the Senate and House get together, that what happened on Thursday night is not an issue. Again, we're just going to have to see.
What do you anticipate you're going to see this week?
Well, the Senate is going to plans to pass its budget today, finish that unaccomplished goal. And then the question is, do negotiations start in earnest? And there is a roadblock to get over, and that is that the Republicans have said they don't want to negotiate with the Democrats in the House until the Democrats in the House pass the tax package that funds a bunch of their budget. The Democrats are saying that's not a reasonable or fair expectation. They have no intention of taking a tax vote until the final budget deal. So first they have to get through that And then we have to see how those negotiations start to go.
Quick prediction, special session, yay or no?
I say yay.
KUOW's Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joins us every Monday. Thank you, Austin.
You're welcome, Marcy.